On the deep tech front, there's a major conversation around agentic AI models, specifically Anthropic's Claude Fable 5. Developers are realizing that measuring model value solely by price per token is misleading. The key insight here is that value must be measured instead by price per intelligent agent hour. The more complex and demanding the mission or task, like building a full-stack application with multiple interacting agents, the more sense this advanced orchestration ability makes. This means moving away from simple prompting back and forth and focusing on structured delegation, proper closed-loop systems, and truly shipping finished work. Shifting gears to productivity and automation, a similar theme of eliminating expensive subscription fees is being explored in the no-code space. One creator showcased an open-source tool designed to completely replace services like Zapier, Make, and AN for unlimited AI bot automations. This system works by running simple Python scripts, allowing users to automate complex tasks like brand tracking or keyword rank monitoring without limits or paying recurring subscription fees. The ultimate takeaway here isn't mastering the automation tool itself, but rather developing the crucial skill of communicating precise requirements in plain English so that AI can write the necessary code for you. Finally, in consumer technology, Apple's latest keynotes showed that Siri is undergoing a massive upgrade to become much more context-aware. Users will be able to point their phones at an image and get directions or descriptions from it, and on MacBooks, Spotlight Search will allow users to run AI commands across multiple documents, asking things like finding differences between files. The most exciting feature for everyday efficiency is the Describe a Shortcut function. This allows a user to simply explain a desired automated task, say, when leaving work, message Pedro with your ETA and the system will automatically build that complex shortcut for you, making advanced workflows accessible through natural language commands.